Field days took Waikato by storm this week. It's the first time the largest agricultural show in the southern hemisphere has been held at this time of the year. It's normally in the middle of winter, but was postponed due to COVID settings. Country Life's Leah Tebbutt was there.
Oh, it's thunder and lightning out there at the field days today. I've just come inside to the innovation tent to take some refuge from the weather, but let's go and see what creative minds have come up with this year. Claire, we're in the innovation tent right now and you're with AgriSea. What are you doing today?
What we're doing is testing an on-land seaweed growing system. And this system accesses free or excess nutrients that run down the river, so especially nitrogen and phosphorus, and can use those to feed seaweed. So seaweed doesn't grow through roots like plants, it just absorbs from whatever's in the water. So what we can do is access these excess nutrients, grow the seaweed, turn it into products, and clean up our rivers at the same time.
Is this technology something farmers could take onto their own farms and clean up their own rivers and streams running through their properties?
So there's absolute potential. And I suppose for AgriSea, we work at kind of both ends of the spectrum, both on the land in terms of reducing the amount of nutrient loading that accesses those streams. But this technology potentially can use freshwater species rather than the saltwater species that we're using here to be able to soak up excess nitrogen and phosphorus in our on-land freshwater waterways.
And what is so amazing about seaweed that it can be used as a fertiliser?
Seaweed is like the new frontier. It is incredible stuff. An example of how seaweed products or AgriSea products are being used on farm currently is to feed the microbiome in the soil. And that microbiome accesses nutrients that are locked up on the soil particles, allowing farmers to reduce their use of synthetic fertilisers.
Nick, you're involved with the eBin.
Yeah, so at the University of Waikato, we're working with different companies to try and solve the labour challenges in industry. One of the ones we're working on at the moment to help solve labour challenges is what we call the eBin. So it's taking that high, heavy weight of carrying a 30 kg bag for pickers when they're harvesting kiwi fruit and incorporating it into a smart machine that opens up the demographic so more people can work in the industry and make sure we don't put the harvest at risk.
How does the machine work?
The beauty of it is in its simplicity. The machine rolls along about a metre every 10 seconds. People sit behind the machine or stand behind the machine picking the kiwi fruit from the canopy, and the fruit softly is caught and conveys down into the bin.
How does the machine ensure that the fruit isn't bruised or damaged while you're dropping it into that little bin?
Fruit damage was a big concern and one of our drivers. So what we did is we 3D printed kiwi fruit, put some instruments in them and evaluated the process of harvesting across different mechanisms so we could make sure it was handled the fruit nicely. Basically, at the moment, the fruit's caught in a net. It slowly rolls down through plastic fingers to slow it down where it gently rests at the bottom of the bin. So fruit damage is something that's a big challenge for the industry, especially this year.
Thank you so much, Nick. I appreciate it. What was your name?
I'm Brendan from Hornigator.
Leah, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Brendan, what is your product here?
So we've designed an irrigation unit for replacement trees and vines in commercial horticulture. It's designed to look after young trees that have died in a developed block that's already producing fruit. So if a tree dies, we'll replace it with a young tree and it's out of spec with the large trees. So we've developed a device that connects into the irrigation system and it's controlled by the irrigation system. They can focus on their developed trees and the Hortigator unit will look after their replacement trees for them. So they don't require any extra maintenance or any extra work. It takes away a few menial tasks from the growers, but at the end of the day, it produces good growth results. So we're getting about an extra 65% growth in some of the apple trees and some of our grapes up 50 to 200% difference between them. So,
how does it work if you were sort of out there right now in the orchard?
Yeah.
What would you do? Could you talk me through it with this in front of us?
Yeah, yep. So it connects into the irrigation system for that young tree. And as far as an orchard manager goes, they don't actually need to do anything at all. It's all self-contained, self-cleaning. When they turn on the irrigation, the unit fills up with water up to a level, self-cleans when it's doing that. And then once the irrigation's finished, it will continue to irrigate that young tree for a further 2 days after that, applying a very small amount of water to the root zone. So it provides ideal soil moisture conditions for the early growth.
And would be quite good in a drought type season as well.
Definitely, yeah. So the comparison between water use, the Horta Gata unit uses roughly 65% less water than the commercial micro sprinkler system. So significant water savings to be had there, straight off the bat, and combine that with additional growth. And so it's a bonus for the growers, especially if they don't have to do anything to maintain them or look after them.
Cool. How have you enjoyed the field days being here?
Field days is great. It wouldn't be the same if it didn't rain. So, no, but it's been really good. It's cool seeing all of the innovations in the hub here, and there's some really clever buggers around.
Speaking of, let me go see what's in the next stall. Michael, what is Farmgate?
Oh, so Farmgate is a access control system for dairy farms. It prevents vehicles that are unauthorised or stolen through the New Zealand Police database entering the farm, while it allows authorised vehicles like milk tankers and farm traffic through what we call open gate technology. So what that means is the barrier arm is always upright and it only closes when it needs to close.
Wow, so is this a bit of an issue around farms?
Up to 60% of theft on dairy farms through the tanker track happens in a stolen vehicle. And there's no way to prevent vehicles from travelling up the tanker track because you can't put a closed barrier arm in front of a tanker. That's why our system's innovative, because what we've designed is a system that's always up. It reads the number plates of the tankers and lets them through and doesn't interfere with that farm traffic.
Wow, how long has it been in the making?
So July last year, I was actually relief milking, and I was told about from the owner of the farm that he'd watched his motorbike stolen in the middle of the day. He actually thought it was his wife, but it turned out someone had stolen his ATV.
My goodness.
Yeah, and then I was on another place, which was a really big farm. They told me they'd had 7 burglaries by July last year. So that's how the idea started, and then I designed the system to basically prevent that kind of thing happening anymore for these particular farmers. And we actually took a lot of feedback from the farmers to decide that this was the right approach, and I think we have developed something that's going to be very, very useful to the dairy farmers out there in New Zealand.
Have you done something like this before?
No, I actually haven't. This is the first time that I've been involved with something like this, and that's what makes it kind of exciting for me. Of course, it's also we've made a few mistakes along the way and spent money sometimes where we shouldn't have. It's been a very steep learning curve, but we've certainly enjoyed our journey and it's been a fun time.
All right, I'm off to my last innovator of the day. I'm rather intrigued by this contraption, which looks to be like some sort of automated fence, sort of spinning on a wheel. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, so you've just moved your cattle, basically.
Yeah.
So if you watch those wheels there, you'll see them move. And when they move, the cattle come in and start grazing.
They really do. They, like, run right after
it.
Look at them.
Yeah. With winter crop or summer crop, brake feeding, as we know, is really quite a blunt instrument, because you just give them a certain amount and they might need 3 metres a day or 4 metres a day, and so you just go and give them 3 or 4 metres in the morning and they just trample half of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to come up with a way where they only got what they needed throughout the day. So yeah, came up with the system.
Should we take a look at it and give a little demonstration to me how it works?
Yeah, so I can just open my app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, it's programmed, pre-programmed, but
right.
I can also do a manual winch run, and so that's moving the fence.
Oh, it is too. How, what would you describe the bit in the middle that sort of works as a wheel,
A hot wheel, I call it a hot wheel,
because
it's all hot. So the kettle don't touch it, because only the tips are cold, but all the centre part is hot. You know, with the spotlight on winter grazing, we just want to do it better. And so by running smaller mobs and not getting any wastage, we're able to have smaller areas.
And more productive,
and
right?
More productive. And the stock are a lot more settled because they're getting fed regularly. And it's easier on staff. because they've still got to go and check the stock and make sure everything's okay, but they don't have to trudge through the mud shifting the fence.
How do you make it longer where it would fit a whole paddock?
Well, you just got an electric fence reel on it, and so you make it as sort of like, if I had them 70 or 80 metres long, and you just have more wheels.
Mm.
So you have your wheels about 15 metres, 12 metres apart. And and just onto an ordinary fence, it just slides along the wires. When it gets to a post, you just got to unhook it and hook it on the other side of the post.
Right.
So it's sort of spectacularly unspectacular.
What a lovely way of putting it.
Right, that's it from me at the Field Days this year. Judging for the different innovators took place on Wednesday morning. No doubt they've all got their fingers crossed for those big cash prizes. Ka kite.
Thanks, Leah. Wow, what an amazing array of new technology there at the Field Days Innovation Hub. Leah was talking to Claire Bradley at AgriSea, Nick Pickering with the EBIN, Brendan Hamilton of Hortigator, Mike Smith of Farmgate, and David Cornwall with his fence system. And we've heard that Nick Pickering and the EBIN took the prize in the prototype category.